This is BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
Now, do you want to actually, you know, it's just electric, you just press that.
There it goes.
If you want to stop, you just press the brakes and they cut the power out, so...
And away we go. It's such a luxury being on top of a bike without having a pedal. And if I want a bit more room.
That's why the police like them, because they can patrol parks, for example, or just patrol, do their beat on an electric bike. And they can pursue a criminal and get off their bike with enough breath to actually, you know, say, whatever you say may be used as evidence against you. They're not going to be out of breath having pursued someone on a mountain bike. Also, it's worth pointing out that it's a penny a mile. So to go from Cheltenham to Gloucester, for example, and back would cost less than 10p. So compare that with the price of petrol and say no more, really.
Moira Govan is understandably evangelical about green transport. The Gloucester-based environmentalist produces evuk.co.uk, a website promoting green transport, and the electric bike is just one way to help the environment.
People are thinking about the depreciating value of their car by increased mileage. So a 2-mile journey could easily do on a bike. And the people who think, oh God, I can't get on my push bike, I wouldn't want to use that, they might think an electric bike would be a good idea, a way of getting back into getting some exercise and getting to work quicker. Actually, you can get to work pretty quickly on an electric bike. You're the first to go when the traffic lights change to green.
I don't have to pedal at all. I mean, we're going up the hill now.
Dave Padden runs Ecolux UK, which markets the electric bikes.
Very simple, you can just have pure electric if you wish to do so, up to 15 mile an hour, or you can just start cycling as well using the pedal power, or you can, you know, just have whatever you like, you know, just it makes it just nice and easy, you know, if you've had a hard day at work, you want to come home and just have a nice relaxing ride home, or even going to work, when you get there, you're not tired, you know, so it just makes all journeys just very easy.
The EVUK website lists celebs who've got themselves some green wheels. Kevin Spacey's got a Zappy, an electric bike, and Don Johnson's just bought the company selling an electric sports car. And 3,000 Californians drive or ride electric vehicles, so demand is growing.
There's zero coverage of zero emission transport in this country. Big Oil has a Machiavellian grip on our economy. You never hear Tony Blair, anyone, trying to do their best to make sure that we get zero emission transport in this country. And this has to change if we're serious about improving air quality and preventing global warming.
The bike costs around £740, but you can get a government grant to cover some of the cost. And it comes with enough horn sounds to put a mobile phone to shame.